KSL News Time, 4:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
stand somewhere like Third West at the Delta Center in Salt Lake City, and it's pretty hard not to immediately see the problem. There are only so many ways to get from the east side of I-15 to the west side of I-15. City Transportation Director John Larson says it's a problem that's existed for decades, but it's past time to fix it, with more than a third of the city's residents living west of I-15.
Second, the Federal Trade Commission has voted to ban non-compete agreements nationwide. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
We have some slow and go and stop and go speeds southbound to I-15 in Weber County, going from 31st Street in Ogden down to 5600 South in Roy. And we also have some slowdowns setting in southbound Bangor from Indiana Avenue all the way to 5400 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunshine and mild today. The trend looks to continue. I'm Kevin Eubank.
73 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Donald Trump back in court as his New York hush money trial plays out. The prosecution wants to hold the former president in contempt for violating a limited gag order, which Mr. Trump told reporters outside court is unfair.
I'd love to talk to you people. I'd love to say everything that's on my mind. But I'm restricted because I have a gag order.
On the stand again today, David Pecker, the former publisher of the National Enquirer, who admitted to agreeing to squash negative stories about then-candidate Trump.
And these are two men who once were close friends, Pecker said. And he agreed in a meeting in Trump Tower in 2015 to be the eyes and ears of the campaign. And the jury started to hear what that entailed.
ABC's Aaron Katursky outside the courthouse. The Senate's expected to vote tonight on a $95 billion foreign aid package, which would in part provide much needed aid to Ukraine. The measure is expected to pass.
There's nothing, in my view, to dislike about what the House passed. It's pretty close to what we passed. And the most important thing is to get this to the president for signature.
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, you're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Officials are trying to figure out why four planes got clearance to cross an active runway at JFK Airport last week. Joining me live with the latest is ABC News correspondent Alex Stone. And Alex, I'm losing track. When did this happen? What happened?
Yeah, Maria, this comes right after last week. We were talking about Reagan National, a JetBlue flight that was given clearance to roll on its takeoff when a Southwest plane was told it could cross that runway and would have been right in front of the JetBlue flight. And, you know, it was quite shocking to hear the air traffic control recordings yelling at the pilots to stop immediately to avoid hitting one another. It sounded like this.
Southwest 2937, stop.
We stopped. We were cleared to cross runway 4.
Yeah, you heard the pilots are saying, but you told us, you know, we could go. And you, the air traffic controller yelling, they got about 400 feet apart from one another. So now at JFK Airport, a similar but even more amped up event. It was four planes last week, only now becoming known, but four planes that were cleared to cross the runway. At the same time, another controller gave a Swiss aircraft the okay that they could begin taking off the clearance they got.
Swiss 17 Kilo Heavy, running 4 left, cleared for takeoff.
Cleared for takeoff, the audio from liveatc.net. So as they were rolling down the runway, they got to about 40 miles an hour. The Swiss pilots looked down the runway. They could see that there were planes on the runway. They aborted their takeoff. They hit the brakes. They brought back the thrust levers, and they ended that takeoff. But, Maria, this is yet another one, and it comes as the FAA last week. They made some announcements about staffing changes, at least 10 hours off between shifts. The controllers say they're overworked. They don't have enough controllers. The FAA says it just can't hire enough people to do the job. They're working on technology that would be like red light, green light to tell pilots if the runway is clear to proceed onto, to cross, or to go onto, to take off. There's a lot of that technology in the works, but at this point, this is yet another one of these.
Oh, Alex, pretty scary. Thanks so much for bringing us the latest.
You got it. Thanks, Maria.
ABC's Alex Stone joining us live on the KSL Newsline.